Okay, we're going to get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the third and final day of Build. I hope you're having a great conference. I really want to thank you to take the time to come to our session. So let's get started with a quick show of hands first. Please raise your hand if today you have an app currently published in any of the app stores across platforms, Windows, iOS, Android. So pretty much almost everybody. Now keep your hands raised if you're interested in making money. I think even more people raised their hands than in the first question, which is good. So according to the latest numbers of the state in the industry, more than half of you are probably making less than $1,000 per month. And that's not good. If you're interested in making more than that, I'm happy to say that you came to the right session. So my name is Inigo Lopez, and I have here with me James Olejnik. We're both program managers in the Windows Store team, and we're super excited today to come here and talk to all of you about a number of improvements that we're doing with Windows 10 to help you make more money with your apps. So it used to be the case not a very long time ago, that when you finished an app and you published it to the store, you could sort of relax, sit down, and see the results coming in, maybe move on to your next project. That's not the case anymore, as you know. When you publish an app to the store, this is just the beginning of a very long journey. You're now competing with hundreds of thousands of other apps that are all competing to try to get the user's attention all at the same time. If you really want to be successful here, you need to compete with all these developers. Developers are all getting very sophisticated in finding new ways to promote their apps and make money. So if you want to make money, you need to do three things very well. The first one, you need to acquire users for your app so that they have a chance to run your app for the first time. Second, you need to make sure that those users stay engaged with your app, are satisfied, and more importantly, keep coming back often to your app. And then third, you need to monetize by either selling something to those users or by selling the ad inventory they generate to advertisers who are willing to pay for it. And then throughout all this cycle, you need to constantly analyze fresh data to improve your app and to optimize your marketing strategy. So today we want to talk to you about a number of tools and services that we're introducing with Windows 10 to help you acquire, engage, and monetize users. So let's talk about user acquisition first. There's many ways, many different strategies that you can use for user acquisition. And so for example, here James and I recently finished developing our latest game, Contoso. I know, great name. And we were just thinking about our user acquisition strategy. How are we going to bring new users to the game? And so we thought about a number of things. We thought about leveraging social media. We're going to post our new game in Twitter and Facebook. We're going to write a blog. We're going to send an email to our customer list and get this thing promoted. We also thought about reaching out to app review sites. There's a select number of game review sites on the web that we know are of high quality, and we thought if we get these guys to review our game and publish a great review, this will drive a bunch of high quality users to our game. We also thought about running a paid app install ad campaign to bring in more users. And we also thought about a user referral model where we could leverage our own users of the game to bring in even more users. Now, with all these different user acquisition strategies, it's very, very important to make sure that you're able to measure and track the effectiveness of each one of these different campaigns so that you can then optimize and focus on those campaigns, those strategies that are bringing the highest quality users. So in order to measure the effectiveness of these campaigns, With Windows 10, I'm very happy to announce that we're introducing campaign attribution. With campaign attribution, you can define a unique campaign identifier for each of your user acquisition campaigns. It's very easy to use campaign attribution. You just create a deep link to your app in the store using the format that we're showing in the slide, and then you append, at the end of it, a CID parameter with the name of the campaign that you choose. Now you have a number of deep links, and you can use this freely wherever you want in your different marketing vehicles. As users click on these links and come to the store and ultimately install your app, the Windows Store will keep track of all of this. By coming to the new Dev Center, you'll then be able to get a detailed attribution report that you can filter by campaign, so that then you can know for each one of these what was the number of clicks and ultimately the number of installs that you got. But even better, your app will be able to query this campaign identifier at runtime so that it knows which campaign led to its own install. And this is very interesting for different scenarios. The first way in which we're going to use this is for our user referral scenario. With Contoso, for any user who brings in 10 or more of their friends to also join the game, we're going to give them a reward of 100 gold coins of in-game currency. And we can do that with campaign attribution. With campaign attribution, our game can generate on the fly a campaign ID and give a deep link to the user that then can be shared across their networks of friends. And then at runtime, we can check in the app and verify and track how many users each one of these users brought, and then give them the appropriate reward. The other use for this is analytics. Your app can, at runtime, get the campaign identifier, send it up to your analytics solution, and this allows you to do things like create user cohorts based on where the users were acquired from. And then you can analyze these user cohorts and understand how the users that you acquired from Facebook behave differently from the users that you acquired in some other place. And more importantly, what you want to do is calculate the amount of money and revenue you're making for each of these different user groups, and then focus on those campaigns that are giving you the highest lifetime value of users at the lowest acquisition cost. So James, why don't you show us how to use this, please?
Thanks, Inigo. As we covered earlier, we have a Contoso demo application published to the store. And now that it's out there, we switched our focus to the acquisition of new users to our application. And one of the first strategies we chose to leverage was social media. So let me switch over here. All right, great. And using the new campaign attribution functionality in Dev Center, we were able to track the effectiveness of this campaign. So I'll set up one on Facebook here. This is a page I created for our generically named Contoso company. And I'll write a simple promotional post around our application. All right. And as Inigo has called out, we're going to copy and paste the deep link to our application into the post. And to the end of this deep link, I'll append the campaign identifier of my choosing. Here, I'll choose Facebook here for the post. And I'll post this out to my group. And now to show you it's not all smoke and mirrors, I'll click on the link here as a user would when they would see your post, and it'll bring them to the Windows 10 store for our application. This is the product details page for our application. You can see that the campaign ID has come along with this here. And I can click on the Get the App link here and download the application. Now behind the scenes, the store has collected telemetry, both that I viewed this page and if I purchase it, and it attributes those to the campaign ID, Facebook in this case, that was clicked on at the end of the URL. Now, this is exposed back to you in a new report we've added. This is the new Universal Dev Center. This is the Channels and Conversions report for Contoso demo application. The first graph you see here is a chart of the page views we've received for Contoso demo over time. And you can see we've been live for over 30 days in the store. And even more importantly, in the beginning of April, we got a huge spike in the number of views of our application. And so I'll filter this report by custom campaign, and specifically the Twitter campaign ID here. So it turns out that earlier in April, I actually sent out a couple tweets, the same as you saw for Facebook. And we were lucky enough to have some of our executives in this demo actually retweet this out. And you can see that specifically, the Twitter traffic drove a lot of those new page views that occurred in the beginning of April. And now, as you've seen here, we're utilizing Twitter and Facebook and many different strategies to acquire new users. And we need the ability to measure the effectiveness of those campaigns against each other to understand where do we spend our money, where do we spend our time. So going down further into this report, we provide a conversions breakdown table here that does just that. So you can see here we've had a couple campaigns that we've been running over time, and soon the Facebook campaign will start showing up here, the views and conversions. And as you can see here, the Twitter campaign was great in driving new traffic, new people to view our application, and it had a conversion rate in this world of about 30%. However, the app install ad campaign we were running at the same time here, although it didn't drive as many page views, it was much more successful in converting the users that actually came to view the application to purchase it.
All right, so we also said that we wanted to reach out to some game review sites and get our game reviewed. And our game is free, and we monetize through in-app purchases. We sell additional levels or in-game currency that you can use for things within the game. So in order to let, and if you don't really buy a game level, the game comes with just a limited amount of game time that you can do. So really to experience the game, you need to really purchase the first level at least. So we decided to give the first level for free to these reviewers so that they could experience the full game in detail and write a meaningful review. And so to do this, we turn to the new feature of promotional codes. Yeah. I'm happy to announce promotional codes in Windows 10, thank you, which will let users redeem in the store for apps or IAP items. Directly from Dev Center, you can come and create a batch of promotional codes for your apps or IAP items. You can create up to 250 codes per product per year. And these codes will expire in 6 months. Once you create these codes, you can download them in a CSV file to your computer and then do whatever you want with them. In our case, we got those codes, and we sent them with some instructions to the game reviewers. Then they were able to use them from within the store client to redeem for our free game level. And because this was an IAP code, not an app code, it was for an IAP, they were able to first just easily download the game for those that didn't have it installed already, and then automatically they were entitled to the first level of the game for free, and they were able to experience the full game. So next, we thought about running an app install ad campaign. So I'm also happy to announce that we're now integrating directly in Dev Center our Promote Your App offering, which you can use to create app install ad campaigns for your app that will display ads just like this one as your target customers are using other apps from the store. You can purchase paid app install ad campaigns, which will show your ad as people use apps from other developers, or you can also create house ads, which will show these ads within other apps that you may have published to the store, and these are free for you. If you're interested in more details, there's a session later today at 12:30, session, I believe it's session 761, which will cover this in more detail.
Great. So we've covered some of the different acquisition strategies that are live in the new Universal Dev Center. And for our Contoso demo application, as we've utilized some of these strategies, we needed the ability to track how many users are actually acquiring for our application, or our game in this case, and all the IP items within it. And so in the new Universal Dev Center, we have two reports I'm going to show you here for our Contoso application. The first is our acquisitions report. So if you have an application live in the Windows Store or Windows Phone Store today, you know that you need to go to two separate locations to be able to view the number of downloads you receive for your application. In the new Dev Center, this report combines all of that information to one place, from the Windows 8, Windows Phone 8, and Windows 10 stores. Furthermore, we've improved the latency of the data that you see here. So in the first graph, the last point we have here is actually data for our application today. This is being updated hourly. That's why you see the huge spike at the end here. All of this data right now you see is over the last 30 days, but we're also very soon going to be adding a last 72 hours filter to this page so that you can see an hourly breakdown, a close to real-time view of your data of the number of people acquiring your app and IP items. This is critical as you launch your app for the first time, you launch updates to your application, you launch new IP items. You want to be able to track how quickly people are acquiring them across the markets. Now, because you're selling your application in a global market across a bunch of different devices, we provide a couple breakdown views of your acquisition data. The first one is by customer demographics. We provide you a breakdown of by age and gender of the people that are acquiring your application. Further down this page, we provide a breakdown of your acquisition data based on the markets that you're selling your application and the OS versions that it's being acquired on. Now, as Inigo covered for Contoso demo, we're selling our app for free, and we're making our money through IP items, paid IP items within our application. And so the same set of acquisition data you see here for our application, our parent app, is also available for each of the IP items we're selling within our application. So I've gone to the IP acquisitions page here for Contoso demo. We're actually selling 7 IP items, which are wonderfully generically named 1 through 7 here. And the first report here allows you to compare the performance of IP items against each other. So what's very easy to do here for me is I can compare how my top and my bottom IP item are performing against each other over time. This report also provides a breakdown by the same pivots you saw earlier on the acquisitions report, by customer demographics, by market, by the operating system. So what you've seen me demonstrate so far is both the channels and conversion report and the two acquisition reports here, which allow you to understand where people are coming from to acquire your application, who they are, and where they're coming from to download your application.
Thanks, James. So far we've talked about new ways in which you can acquire users for your app, and we've shown you how you can very quickly get those results in your acquisition reports in Dev Center. Now, what you have to do is make sure that those users that are coming in are engaged with your app, they are satisfied, and more importantly, that they keep coming back often. And there's 3 interesting things that you should do. The first one is you need to understand how users are behaving in your app. Are they spending time on the features that you designed? Are they using them in the way you thought they would? Are they getting maybe stuck on a level of a game and never progressing to the next one? Are they making in-app purchases at the rate you hoped? Are there any other issues with your app? I'm very happy to announce that with that Windows 10 and Dev Center now will be fully integrated with Visual Studio Application Insights, which is a full in-app analytics solution that you just get for free with your Windows app. The next thing you need to do is understand how your users are reacting to your app and what's their feedback. So ratings and reviews are critical. The new Dev Center gives you a lot of new ways in which you can collect and analyze the ratings and review data. More importantly, we're now going to let you respond to those user reviews, something that we had before only on Windows Phone, will now be extending to all the app types. And lastly, you need to make sure that your app is running well. Monitor the app health. Dev Center gives you more ways to understand if your app is having any quality issues and gives you the right data so that you can fix those issues quickly.
All right. So our Contesto demo application has been live for a couple months now, and we have a decent amount of user base that we've acquired over time. And so we realized as a team that we needed to leverage in-app analytics to understand how our users are engaging and behaving within our application. And with the launch of the new Dev Center, I'm happy to announce we'll be adding a new app usage page that provides these insights for you. And to understand how this page is going to work, I'll start in Visual Studio. And what I've opened up here is the Visual Studio 2015 project for Contoso demo application we've seen so far. I created this project using the Windows 10 development tools that are available this week to all of you. And specifically, I created it using one of the Universal Store app templates. Each of these templates with Windows 10 comes with support for in-app analytics by default with the inclusion of the Application Insights SDK. You can see it's been added as a reference to my project just by creating it. And the telemetry client for Application Insights has been added and instantiated for my project. When I initially built this, I just added my code to the project, I compiled it, I built my AppX, and I submitted it to the store. As a part of that submission process, the store activated the Insights SDK, and now when our application runs on any of the Windows 8, Windows Phone 8, or Windows 10 devices, the SDK automatically collects telemetry that is exposed to you through this new app usage report. So let's take a look at that for Contoso demo. So I've gone back into Dev Center to our app usage page here. And you can see here that I'm able to see now for Contoso demo all the number of user sessions for our application over time. This is the number of times that a user has actually started our application. I'm able to see how that's trending over time. I'm able to see how those are started across all the different markets that we offer for our application. Our application happens to be more popular in the US and the UK. I'm also able to see how many times it's been started by operating system, by device, model name, and also very importantly, by screen resolution. Finally, another critical piece and a critical metric it offers is the number of daily users that actually come to our application every day to use it. And for those users, it allows us to see how long that they're actually spending within our application. So everything you've seen so far comes by default just by including the SDK within your application and building a Windows 10 app using our tools. But there's another level of insight that you can gain by instrumenting your app with custom events. To show you what I mean, let's go back to Visual Studio. Let's go into our main page here, and I'll uncomment out this line of code here for the browse item click method. What I've done here is I've utilized the telemetry client we saw that was added to our project to track a custom event, specifically the browse item event here. Every time this method is called, as our application runs across the many different devices, this browse item event is collected by the SDK and sent up to the cloud. And it's exposed to you through the same app usage report that we saw earlier. Just scrolling down one more little bit here, you see that we have a table here that provides you with the number of custom events for your application over the last 30 days. You see we have a very simple list of custom events we've chosen to implement for our demo application here. But you guys can go much deeper. If you have a game, you can add a custom event for every level that you have within your application. If you have an application and you're pushing out new features, you can add custom events that determine whether or not users find those features or use them. All of the reporting you've seen in this app usage report here is a summary view of the very detailed, granular data that's collected by the SDK. And it turns out that we have another view of that data that allows you to go much deeper. And that's offered in the Application Insights reporting portal that's available to you by the link at the top of the app usage page. You can click on it. It'll open up the portal here. It takes a couple minutes to download open here. But I already have it open because this is a great demo. What you can see here is this is the same data that supports on the app usage page. It's shown over the last 7 days here. You see that your number of daily users, you see the number of sessions for your application, the number of page views. Provides a breakout by country as you scroll down here by devices, by session duration here. But you can go much deeper within this portal here. We've allowed you to dive into your custom events, so I've selected the browse item event that we added to our project. What I can see now here is both by changing the time range and filter, I can sort through all the different events that have come through for those users who clicked and hit that browse item event within my code. The great thing about this Metrics Explorer view is that it provides some breakouts of our telemetry by default. You can see by region, by app version. But you can also customize it on your own. So say I don't care about the breakout of my application version here. I want to see it broken down by some other metric, such as device model. So it's very easy for me to change not only how the data is rendered, but also the specific breakout of the data. So all of a sudden, now I can see how the browse item event is hit across all the devices out there. And you can see here there's a rich set of data available that's collected by the SDK, and you can build your own views and your own slices of the data and dive as deep as you need to gain the own insight. Now, I won't go any deeper into the reporting portal you see here today. There's another session that covers this all in great detail, but lucky for you, it's going on right now. But before you all run out of our session, you can watch it online later on Channel 9, the same as our session. And I urge you to do so if you're interested in adding custom events to your code. So hopping back to the Dev Center, in addition to in-app analytics, there's also another set of tools that you can use to measure the performance of your application and the engagement you're getting from your community. We'll start off with the new ratings report. Every time a user rates your app on any of the Windows stores, that event is collected, that telemetry is collected and exposed to you here. So this report provides you, what is your average rating, what is the number of ratings you've received. It also provides a breakdown of which ratings you've received for 1 star through 5 stars. It also very critically provides you with a view of how your rating is trending over time. And since the ratings of your application tend to vary by market, the whole report here can be filtered by market, and we've also have the breakdown table here at the bottom that provides you both with the number of views for each of your markets as well as the average rating in those particular markets. Now, hand in hand with ratings come reviews. So enter the reviews report in Dev Center, which provides you with the ability to sort and filter through the specific feedback that users submitted along with the rating of your application. You can sort this page and filter this page by the rating, by the actual target OS, by the market, by some other filters that allow you to sift through this feedback. I'm also very happy to announce that within this page, we automatically offer translation for reviews that were submitted in a preferred language other than your own. You can see here that since I don't speak Chinese, we use Bing Translator to translate this to English so I can understand the specific feedback from this user. Now, if you have an existing app today, you know that it's very often that when users submit maybe subpar feedback for your application, a lot of times they specifically ask for features or even maybe they report an issue within your application. And so that's why I'm very happy to announce, as Inigo covered earlier, that we're bringing the response or review capability that exists today in the Windows Phone Store to the Universal Dev Center for all the platforms. So Savannah here, she was responding to our Contoso application, and specifically said there's a problem going on Service 3 for our application. Through this new respond to review capability for the Universal Dev Center, I would be able to privately respond to Savannah, maybe asking her to give me some screenshots, some additional information that allowed me to diagnose the issue within my application. Say she was happy enough to give that to me and I pushed out a fix for our application. I could then publicly respond to this review, and that public response will be available for everyone to see in the store. So people can see that I'm engaged, see that I'm listening to feedback. Now, on the same note of things going wrong, we have the App Health Report. And the App Health Report provides you with the tools that you need to identify, diagnose, and fix bugs and issues within your code as they arise. Anytime that there's a crash or a hang or a memory failure while your application is running across any Windows Phone 8, Windows 8, or Windows 10 device, that information is collected by the operating system and exposed to you here through the App Health Report. So let's take a look at how our Contoso demo application is doing. You can see it's doing very poorly. The first report here, Total Crashes and Events Over Time, provides you with the ability to identify new bugs and issues as they arise, as you push out and launch your app for the first time and push out updates. They'll manifest as spikes in the graph you see here. You can filter this whole page by the version of your application and by market and OS version to diagnose where the issue is actually coming from. We also have the crash and event breakdown chart here that breaks down the number of crashes by certain characteristics of the device that's happening on. The OS version that's on there, the type of the device, the available memory, the available disk size, and the CPU speed. And so say that you've identified and done some diagnosing of issues within your application. You then need the ability to find the location within your code that actually caused the issue in the first place. So that's why we have the failure log table at the bottom here, which provides and exposes the stack traces that we've collected at the time of the crash within your application. So I'll open up one of these rows here for our Contoso application. And you can see here we've organized these by what we call a symbol. So this corresponds to, this corresponds to a specific class and method within your location. And I can open up the stack trace just by clicking the link here, and this provides a full stack trace of the failure. And this is all live today, so I urge you, if you have an existing app today, go take a look, go try and find out if you have issues within your existing applications. And finally, I'm very happy to announce that we've taken great strides in the new Universal Dev Center to improve your access to your data for your applications. All of the data that sits behind the reports I've covered so far for you today, the acquisition reports, the channels and conversions, the ratings, reviews, health, all of that data will be available to you to download through the download reports page that you can access here. To show you what I mean, I'll hop in here for Contoso demo. So specifically, you can download either for data for either a specific application or if you have multiple applications for all applications for your account. What I'm gonna do for you today is in the instant reports, which are available for download immediately, I'll download our acquisition data for Contoso. It'll be at a daily level for the last 30 days. When you click download reports, in a couple seconds, you'll be able to download a text file containing all this data. Because it's a text file, you can choose to analyze it however you want, but here I'll just open it up in Excel to show you the type of view that you can build. And specifically, I'll build a pivot table using this data. And just for an example in the short amount of time we have today, I'll build a similar view to one that you saw earlier on the acquisitions page. And I'll just build the pivot table very easily, and then I'll add a chart here for visualization. So this is the same customer demographic view that you saw earlier on the acquisitions page. But now, because I have access to the actual raw data for my application, I can further build a slice into this. I can filter this by the US, and maybe for those people who acquired my app as a joke on April Fool's Day, okay? So this is a very simple, contrived example for just Contoso demo here, but all the data for all the reports we've covered is available for you in its raw format. And so you can build your own slices of the data. You can gain your own insights that you need to run your application and your business. And then finally, hopping back to the download reports page, in addition to these instant reports, which you see, they map to the same reports that we provide you in the other pages, the data is aggregated, it's only over a certain date range. Coming very soon, we'll be adding these historical reports, which allow you to query a custom date range of data over any granularity that you so choose. So for example, for our Contoso demo application, I'd be able to download the raw transaction level data for acquisitions, going back to when I initially launched our application. For ours, it was only a couple months, but for some of you, this is data that goes back many years. And then finally, I'm very happy to announce that we will be addressing one of the biggest pieces of feedback to do with analytics that we've heard from you over time, which is that all of the data here, both the instant and historical reports, will be available for you to download via a new set of APIs we'll be launching later this year. Thank you. So everything I've showed you so far is live today for your own application if you have one published to the Windows Store or Windows Phone Store. So please go and check them out right now and give us feedback. Thank you.
Thanks, James. Finally, thanks for doing the API. We were all waiting for that. So far we've talked about many new ways for you to acquire users. Then we've talked about keeping those users happy and engaged and coming back to your app. And that's all great, but we're not done yet, are we? Now comes the most important part, making money. There are many different monetization models, but these are the main three that we see in the Windows and Windows Phone stores today. So about 55% of the revenue comes from in-app purchases. Most apps have been moving from the paid app model to this freemium model, just like our Contoso game, where you monetize by selling additional content or features. And so we see this growing over time at a very high rate. The next is advertising with about 31% of the revenue and also experiencing great growth. And then paid apps, in some cases, it still makes sense to sell your app for a fixed fee in the store, although we're not really seeing much growth there. Regardless of what business model you're using, we've got improvements to help you make more money on any of them. So let's get started and let's talk about in-app purchases. So you're being successful, you're bringing in all these new users, they're opening up your app, but they haven't purchased anything yet. And your ultimate goal is to get those users to purchase something from you. Move them from being free users to paid users. And we call that a conversion. By showing the right IAP item to the right user at the right time, you can really improve your conversion rate. But sometimes users need some help or some incentive to make that purchase. And that's why we're introducing IAP discounts with Windows 10. With IAP discounts, you can schedule directly from Dev Center a time-limited discount for your in-app purchase items. It's very easy. Just pick an IAP item, pick a start and an end date, and pick the new price that you want that item to have. Your app will then have access to this information as you query for the list of IAP items to display to the user. You'll be able to see which items are currently on sale, and then your app can render the appropriate UI to highlight these discounts to the users and render the appropriate strike through and mention that this item, just for today, it's 99 cents instead of the usual $4.99 or whatever it is. This will hopefully help you improve that conversion rate with users. I also wanted to say that we acknowledge that we've been hearing very loud and clear from developers that you wanted to enable other monetization models, such as subscriptions. And I'm happy to announce that IAP subscriptions are coming to Windows 10. With IAP subscriptions, you can sell users a recurring subscription that can give them access to specific content or features within your app. You can choose from different subscription periods, and all the transaction flows through us using the same trusted and secure payment flow that we've been using with IAPs already for a long time. We're working on this. It's coming later this year. And if you have feedback on it, we would love to hear from you. So next, let's talk about advertising. If you're monetizing with ads today in your app, I think you'll be happy to hear about a number of improvements we're making. The first one is that with Windows 10, it's easier than ever to monetize with ads. Go to Visual Studio, drag and drop the new ad control from the toolbox to your app canvas, and submit your app. You don't have to do anything else. If you just do that, you'll start getting advertising revenue. If you're using this today, you know that there's a number of steps you have to take. You have to go to a different portal, create an account, get ad units, an app ID, come back, put it on your app. All of that is gone now. We've simplified, drag and drop, and get money. Last year, we introduced ad mediation on Windows Phone. And developers have been able to very successfully use ad mediation to lift their ad fill rates all around the world to virtually 100%. With ad mediation, you can very easily connect your app to multiple third-party ad networks and then remotely configure how you want those ad networks to be used and in what order on a per-market basis. This allows you to optimize fill rate as well as CPM in any market. We're very happy to announce that Ad Mediation is also coming to Windows 10. You'll be able to use it across all your apps. And finally, we're also introducing video interstitials, which is a new ad format that, as you probably know, carries a much higher CPM than regular banner ads. This is just a summary of all the improvements. Today at 12:30, come to the advertising session where you'll get a deep dive on all of these demos and all the goodness that we're doing on that side. Lastly, I wanted to talk about yet another way that you can leverage to make even more money with your app, the Microsoft Affiliate Program. With our affiliate program, your app can generate additional revenue by promoting digital or physical content that is being sold in the Microsoft Store. You can earn a 7% commission on any apps, games, music, TV shows, and movies that are sold at the Microsoft Store today. It's very easy to participate. You can even earn this same 7% commission on all the IAP purchases done by those users within a 14-day attribution window. This is way more than what any other affiliate program offers. If you're interested in leveraging this new opportunity, I encourage you to watch this pre-recorded video, number 296, that's available right now on Channel 9. You can go watch it, get all the details, sign up for the program, start making some more money. Okay, so we've talked about many things today, and I just wanted to take 1 minute to recap and summarize all the improvements that we're making for you to make more money. We've introduced campaign attribution, so you can measure the effectiveness of all your different user acquisition strategies. We've introduced promotional codes so that you can offer your apps and IAP items for free to a select set of users. We're surfacing in Dev Center, promote your app so that you can easily book paid or free app install ad campaigns. We're integrating with Visual Studio Application Insights to give you a free in-app analytics solution for all your Windows apps. We're extending the ability to respond to user reviews both privately as well as publicly for all your apps. We're letting you download all your reporting data on an aggregate or in a raw format for all periods of time directly from Dev Center or through an API. We're introducing IAP discounts to help you convert those users from free to paid. We're introducing IAP subscriptions to enable a new business model for your apps. We're extending ad mediation to the whole family of Windows apps and introducing video interstitials. And we're giving you one more way to make money through the Microsoft Affiliate Program. All of these features are coming with the Windows 10 Wave. Some of them we've demoed today and are available today in the preview Dev Center that launched on Wednesday. The others will be rolled out over the next weeks and months together with the rest of Windows 10. And there's three things that you can go and do today on the Dev Center, and I encourage you to do that. If you have an app published on the Windows or Windows Phone Store, come to the Dev Center preview, go check out all the reports, download your reporting, play with it. And please let us know your thoughts on that. There's a feedback button at the bottom of the portal. Please click. Both James and I are looking at that every day. We're reading the feedback that we get from you. Go book a paid app install ad campaign. Start getting some more users for your app. You can do that today. And start leveraging Visual Studio Application Insights. instrument your app, create custom events in all the right places in your app. You want to do that now, so you start learning more about your users. Finally, these are the sessions that I recommended throughout throughout my talk. 7:61 to the at 12:30. Really go there if you want to make more money with advertising. 6:24 is the session that is probably wrapping up right now. Go check out the recording if you want to learn more about using the Application Insights portal to get more insights on your app. And then the Microsoft Affiliate pre-recorded video, 2:96. And please evaluate our session so that we can make Build a better conference in the future. With that, I think we're done. We can take a number of questions here right now. James and I will also be at the Windows Insider Lounge for the next hour or so. So you can ask questions here. You can meet us over there for any follow-up questions that you may have. We have two mics right there available for anybody right now. Thank you. Question over there.
Thank you for all the improvements you've made. I really like the ability to respond to users, especially the reviews. I was just wondering if there is a case in which you can flag a review if they're currently, you can flag a review for having profanity, I believe, or for being spam. But if they are making false claims or putting misinformation in their reviews, there's no way to flag it. And there's some instances where we might not be able to reach them, or even through email, or they're just being trolls, essentially. Is there a way to flag them if they're saying you're not giving features you do give, or they're just being abrasive?
We're not introducing any new way to do that in particular. We know that that's just something that happens not only with us, but in all app stores. It's a problem whenever you let users give feedback. You're always going to get someone who gives you the wrong feedback for whatever reason. But at least with respond to reviews, you can contact that person. And what we're doing is we're letting that person then come back and update their review. We're even showing you, when we show you the ratings, we tell you how many of those ratings have been updated ratings as a result of you contacting that user.
You can also publicly respond to the review, right?
And
so if
you
it's
can,
a troll, correct. You can publicly respond, and that feedback would be visible there. Okay. So that's one way. But I don't think we're explicitly flagging them.
Right. So not as specifically, but you have ways to address it through this.
And just one more question. Is this going to be able to work with older reviews? Say, I've updated my app throughout for a couple of years now, and some of the older reviews that were very popular requesting features I've implemented now, and they're still very high up because they were so upvoted. And am I going to be able to respond publicly to those?
We have some limits. I don't have the details right now. We will address this through FAQs and in documentation. So I can't give you a concrete answer, but definitely if there are some limits that block you from doing what you just said, this is something that we will consider.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, I'm really excited about the download and install attribution. And I saw that for our own campaigns, we can just tag onto the URL. But what about the downloads that come from being featured in a particular market in the Windows Store or in a collection in the Windows Store? Is that data available somehow?
We are working on enabling just that. We don't have the details yet. But our goal is to let you see the attribution to understand where the downloads came from for campaigns that you created or for other sources, such as promotions within the store or any other sources. So I don't have a definitive answer either, but this is something we're working on, and you should expect to see this at some point.
Hello. Yeah, I'm really excited about the ability to respond to users based on their feedback on your application. But I want to ask, can I promote my new application by responding to people who have given feedback on my previous applications? And I would like to know, what format do users receive this kind of information? Is it through their emails, or how do they get the response?
Okay, so let me try to repeat the question to make sure I understood. I think you want to know if you can respond to a user and at the same time use that as a vehicle to promote some of your other apps.
Exactly.
We have a specific guidance on how you can use the respond to review feature, and this is something that we're not letting you do at this point. You can always promote a new update to the app that fixes an existing issue. It's about providing meaningful information to the user at that point.
Okay.
This is not a, it would be great, but it's not a marketing vehicle for your other apps. Okay. There's other ways which we've shown you that you can use for that. Now, your second question.
What format the user gets your response?
Correct. The second question is about which format does the user get your response in. So you can either respond privately or publicly. If you respond privately, it's an email that goes to the user. Okay? The email that the user gets will also have a link where they can click, land in the review that they wrote, and modify it if they want. Okay? So it's an email. If you respond publicly, it's obviously just a public response that will show up both on the website for the store as well as the store client on the device.
Thank you.
Okay. My question is, if you have a CID in the link that drives people to the store, is there a way to track those users if they've downloaded afterwards for in-app purchases and things like that?
Correct. So this is the use case that we talked about where your app can query the CID at runtime. So if you do that and your app grabs the CID and you send it to your own service or some third-party analytics service that grabs the CID, then you'll be able to use this to track that user over time, track their purchases, and understand what revenue you're getting from them, for example.
Okay. And I went kind of quick over that, but just to dive in one level deeper, the way we actually track a conversion, basically an attributed purchase, either an app purchase or an app purchase, the way it works is a page view comes in that has that ID, right? And if any app purchase happens within 24 hours of that, we consider that an attributed purchase or a conversion. And then following that purchase, any IAP purchase that occurs within 7 days, we also attribute to that campaign ID. So I didn't cover that when we walked through it, but those are the windows, the standard windows we use. And it's either that they went through in the actual purchase flow right there, or say they viewed it on one device and purchased it later on, say, their phone, that we also cover that in our back end and consider those conversions, either the app or IAP.
Well, does the ID stick with the installation? I mean, you know, does it stick with the machine that has the download?
It actually sticks with the license the user's acquired, so it would be across the different machines. It would not be with the specific machine. It would be with their license for your application.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi. Congrats for the health monitor improvements. But my question is, if now the reports are basically 2 to 3 to 4 days late from the rollout, but when we'll be able to use the stage rollout in the future, will these reports be in real time or will it be still late? Because
So as I covered, the report you saw today will be updated hourly, and we'll also be adding a last 72-hour view that provides an hourly breakdown. So as you roll out new versions of your app, you can filter that report by the versions of your app. So you would, if you roll out a new version, it would have a new version, and you would be able to see the crashes for the new versions of your app within the hour of you launching them.
Okay.
If you have an existing app published today, I would encourage you to go to the old portal and the new one and compare.
Okay.
And
no,
you'll
I'm,
see.
I'm more interested for future stages rollout, so
right.
we can
yeah.
be we can then update
yeah.
at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay, thank
mm-hmm.
you.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks everybody.
Great, thank you.